We read from Luke, the 9th chapter. Jesus said to the 12, "You give them something to eat." "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, they replied, "unless we go and buy food for all these people." There were about 5,000 men. He said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." They did so and got them all to sit down. Then Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them. Then he kept giving them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 basketfuls of the broken pieces that were left over. I recently read an article about a company that coats baby shoes with bronze. Their business really took a hit when people had fewer babies, until they realized that there were other items people might like to memorialize with a bronze coating: golf balls, tennis shoes, tools, casts, even a dead pet frog. Now, if you had been among Jesus' first disciples, maybe you would have considered having some item as a memento, a souvenir, something to be preserved, maybe even bronzed and set on a shelf in your house. Maybe a sandal or a piece of a biscuit. That would be a conversation piece, wouldn't it? "What's that? A bronze piece of bread? A laminated leftover? Why preserve that?" But you'd tell them, "That's not just any leftover. That's from the day Jesus fed over 5,000 people with 5 barley biscuits and a couple of small fish. That piece of bread is a memorial to the divine power and compassion of Christ our Lord. Every time I look at it, I remember that the Creator himself fed us that day with his own hands." But you know, we don't have to imagine ourselves traveling back to the first century in order to see memorials to the divine power and love of Jesus. This Friday, in your own house, or wherever you're going for Thanksgiving, you can go to the kitchen and open a door and see memorials in the fridge. The same Lord who showed himself to be the very creator of all by providing so generously for the 5,000 that there were leftovers aplenty, he still has compassion on the hungry, still feeds us with his mighty power, and still gives us more than enough to satisfy our hunger. We should not complain about sitting down to a meal of leftovers. We should remember instead the mighty hand from which they come. Jesus, the very Son of God, the Creator, who became one with his creation, who became human to be our Redeemer. He's the one who provides the food for our tables and so much else besides. How do you think the disciples picked up those fragments of bread and fish that day on the slopes above Galilee? Do you think they were complaining about being on cleanup? Or wouldn't they have had grins on their faces, awe, shaking their heads with wonder as they filled those baskets, each one of them gathering much more food than the little lunch that Jesus started out with when he held it up in prayer? Remember that when you clear the table tomorrow, or open the refrigerator on Friday or Saturday, and see all those leftovers, those memorials in the fridge. Those leftovers bear witness to your Savior's compassion and love. You know, Jesus asked the 12 about feeding the multitude themselves there that day, but that only pointed up the impossibility of their providing supper, no matter how much they may have wanted to. But with Jesus, it's different. When he wants to, he does. His great compassion becomes marvelous provision. His overflowing heart soon results in overflowing hands and overflowing baskets and tables and cupboards and refrigerators. With abundant love, he provides for us abundantly. And for whom does this abundance flow? Is it for people whose hearts are ever grateful, who never waste or misuse or complain, who always stand ready to share their abundance? No. In fact, we fervently pray we were more like that more of the time. Instead, we're too much like the crowds who first followed Jesus, easily excited, weak in faith, putting too much value on things material. But Jesus, knowing all this about them and us, still provides in abundance. And so the resulting leftovers at which we sometimes turn up our noses bear testimony to his great love. They are memorials to Jesus' divine, measureless mercy. The Lord was unwilling to send the crowds away faint and famished, to travel miles on tired feet and empty stomachs. He is merciful. Notice also how Jesus involved his disciples in the feeding of the 5,000 with an act of mercy, teaching them to show mercy in his name. Jesus knows our needs and that they extend beyond the physical. We need mercy, and we need to show mercy. We need to receive, and we need to give. We need to be comforted in time of distress and sorrow, and we need to take that comfort and use it to comfort others. We need Christ, and we need to be Christ to our neighbors. Jesus knows how limited our personal resources are, our lack of strength and ability, how hampered we are by sin and weakness. So in mercy, he ministers to those needs, supplying our lack, touching our frail bodies and worn spirits, easing our pain, comforting our hearts, making us strong in him. And then, as with those apostles, he gives work to do in his name. He makes us conduits of his mercy to others, makes us his hands. Jesus' miracle of the loaves was an object lesson for his disciples then and for us now. It reveals our need to depend on his provision. It shows his divine power. It says, "This is the very creator of heaven and earth." He not only makes this bread and all bread and the fish as well, he is the bread of life come down from heaven to give life to the whole world. God stooping low for the sake of sinners in their wretchedness, that's the ultimate mercy, isn't it? Many that there that day in Galilee missed the message of the miracle of the loaves, don't you? And don't miss the message of the memorials in your fridge either. When you put away the Thanksgiving leftovers and get them out again, handle them with awe and respect and gratitude. They come from the hands of him who broke bread for the multitudes and who would later break bread and say, "This is my body given for you." Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. It seems appropriate to close by singing a mealtime prayer, and so we will. Hymn 659.